Good morning. With us is Alan Chartok, a very tired Alan Chartok. And Alan, $1 million. It's just amazing the kind of listeners that support this radio station.
What's really amazing, David, is the fact that we have all accepted something that is very hard in America. We've accepted the idea that the government isn't going to do it, that we are going to do it for ourselves, the greatest public radio station. Look, there are a lot of other public radio stations in the country, and we keep hearing from our listeners that we are the best. And the reason is because it is not dependent on anybody except those listeners. And those are the people we try the hardest to please. We are incredibly grateful for what everybody has done. And it's enough to make you weep when you hear the remarks that people say, the best, I'm totally dependent on it. It's my friend. It's there with me all day long. It's good for my children. It's great for me. And I just am incredibly proud of what everybody has done here. And of the great staff. I had a little day in which I was out. I was in the hospital for a day on some stomach issue. And the takeover gave really a good insight into what could happen if I wasn't here. Everybody did their job. Everybody did it well. And the great train continued to pull forward.
How are you feeling now?
It's going to take a little while to get this over with. This is clearly some kind of a bug. Saw the best of the best doctors yesterday. I've had great treatment. It came on fast, and it's going to stay with me for a little while. But, you know, the right meds are there, and it's getting better every single day.
To politics, Alan, where an interesting article in the New York Times talks about, and it certainly applies to our region, but battle over fracking posing threat to Colorado Democrats.
Look, energy is the number one question for all of us. The president of the United States is pro-fracking. The governor, we don't know. Basically, he's put a screeching halt to it. There are forces led by people like Natalie Merchant and others in the state which say, look, no matter what the politics of the situation are, do we really want to poison our water until we know better? Because you don't take it back. And so there's a logical argument to be made for that one. There's also, David, a logical argument to be made for people not being able to transport oil in an oil pipeline which could bust and environmentally degrade the surrounding area. We've seen it before. There's also an argument to be made about not letting oil be transported in rail cars. Those two get juxtaposed against each other, and then along come some of the environmental people, all of whom have the right idea in terms of protecting people, and say, look, we've got to start conserving. We have to do more solar. We have to do more wind. And then as soon as you put the wind up, there's somebody who's going to stand up and say, we don't want wind on our mountaintop, that's for sure. And NIMBY begins to set in. So it is a perplexing and difficult problem, and I, frankly, I'm glad I'm not the president.